UK COVID cops fine men for looking at snow. By Victoria Friedman on January 26, 2021. A British police force stopped four men in their cars and fined them £200 each for looking at the snow. In the latest incident of snow cops penalizing Britons for apparently enjoying the winter weather during lockdown. Almost 7 inches of snow fell in parts of the United Kingdom, prompting many Britons to bask in the wonder of the weather phenomenon rarely seen in abundance in much of the country, even at the height of winter. Surrey Police's road policing unit revealed on Monday that it had stopped two cars that were travelling in convoy with each other in Guildford. The cars contained four men, all from different households, and said they were out looking at the snow. Four £200 COVID fines issued. Currently, non-essential travel and most socialising is banned in England under Lockdown 3.0. Britons are allowed to leave the house for essentials and exercise. There have been other recent reports of forces cracking down on Britons ordered to lock down in their homes venturing outside to play in the snow. Surrey Police tweeted on Sunday, "We're currently receiving lots of calls and reports relating to snowballs being thrown and people outside sledging. Enjoy the snow today, but please don't involve other people, particularly more vulnerable residents. Please hashtag stay safe and remember that COVID regulations do still apply." While Wiltshire Police was more blunt, with Inspector Louis McCoy writing, "I don't want to be dealing with sledgers and snowball fights. There's still a lockdown on. Think about it, don't be tempted." Merton Police in London also told locals they can have snowball fights, but please stick to your bubbles. Swindon Police forced around 200 people to leave Coatwater Country Park on Sunday because they were sledging. Earlier this month, West Yorkshire Police dispersed a mass snowball fight in Hyde Park in Leeds, which saw hundreds of students and others join in. Despite receiving criticism on social media, one student who took part told Yorkshire Live that it was a welcome relief for weary locals and students who had spent so much of their time trapped indoors. "It was a very welcome relief. A welcome laugh that people needed. I know many students who are extremely depressed and stressed with online exams and have had little support. Mental health is equally as important as physical health. So many young people and students really have nothing to keep them going at this point," Adams said. Also this week, police in Wales threatened locals with fines for buying milk from a farm vending machine, telling them they should only buy milk from the supermarket during their weekly shop.